Let's rewind to a time in school and prom's coming up, and you finally find the courage and confidence to ask the most attractive person at your school to go with you to the dance. You nervously walk up to that person, your heart's beating 10,000 beats per minute, and you finally get that confidence and stutter out, "Hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but do you want to go to prom with me?" They pause, almost taken back, look at you in disgust and say, "No thanks, I'm already going with someone else." Ouch! Oh, you feel it. I know you do. It's the sting of rejection. We've all faced it, and it can be a tough pill to swallow. It can leave you feeling like an absolute failure. It can have you feeling worthless and lonely and depressed. But what if I told you you could change the way you see rejection to actually work in your favor? Today, we're going to look how rejection can be a blessing in disguise. How it can push us to grow and become better artists, creatives, and entrepreneurs. Welcome back to the Better Than Best Academy, where you will learn the tools and tips that weren't taught to you in school. How to master the mental game, conquer your fears, beat burnout, and join a community of creative champions. I want to pause here, though, and take a moment to thank you for subscribing and following and sharing this channel. It's because of you why we're even here in the first place. To the thousands of you that have joined this community, thank you. I express my deepest gratitude to you. And if you haven't joined this movement of a community yet, then I encourage you to take the 2 seconds right now, stop what you're doing, subscribe, follow, find us on Instagram, all those places. And finally, if you feel compelled and encouraged to support this channel financially, then I want to encourage you to see the links that are in the description below or in the show notes. I'm so grateful for your generous hearts as you are helping us further spread this message and continue to make high quality content. Now, with all that said, let's dive into today's episode. I want to open with this quote that rocked me when I heard it. What chooses you changes you. What you choose, you change. I heard Charlotte Gamble say that recently. And let us start this conversation about rejection today right here. If a door gets closed, then it wasn't meant for you. I'll say it again. If a door gets closed, it wasn't meant for you. Don't lose sleep over the things and the people and the jobs and the situations that didn't choose you. You could try to force a thing. I know you've all been there. You try to force things in your own power and you really struggle to try to make it happen. Or you can stop. Slow down. You can surrender to the power of God and the Holy Spirit and just watch what He has waiting for you. Okay, that little piece was free, and it's not exactly what I originally had scripted for today's pod, but I know that you watching or listening needed to hear it. You see, one of my clients recently was telling me about how she faced rejection. She is a hip-hop artist, and she was thinking about how all these times she was taking it personal every time she was rejected. Every time she would have these thoughts when people told her this, that they don't love her, that they just don't want to see her make it, that they're simply out to get her. She found herself always drifting to negative thoughts. And when she started to realize this, she had to accept that in order for her to grow, in order for her to change in her relationships, in her career, in her friendships, she needed to stop being attached to the opinions and the approval and the acceptance of others. She needed to get comfortable with the word no. She needed to get comfortable with rejection, especially when it comes from her loved ones or those on her way to success. See, whenever she faced rejection, she found herself going to a very, very dark place. Mentally and even physically, she felt ill. Now, you've probably been there too, and yes, you know rejection hurts. It stings, it burns, and oftentimes there's no way around it. But it's important not to let it crumble you. Think of it as an opportunity for you to grow. If we lean into rejection, it's possible to learn more about our audience, about our craft. It's possible to build our confidence and clarity and become better artists and creators. And yes, if you face rejection, friend, it means you are being seen. If you're facing rejection in your creative career, then I want you to pat yourself on the back because you are in good company. I want to list a few well-known creatives and artists who have faced rejection in their journey to success. First is J.K. Rowling, the author of the immensely popular and amazing Harry Potter series. Did you know that it took so many attempts for her to finally get her book published? What if she would have stopped when she first heard that first no? Or what about Vincent van Gogh? The famous Dutch painter was largely unrecognized during his lifetime and faced rejection from the art establishments. However, his post-Harmonious, that means after death, success made him one of the most celebrated artists in history. Or I think about the Beatles. See, initially, the Beatles were rejected. They were turned down by multiple record labels before finally signing with this record label that began to be what set them apart. They went on to becoming one of the most influential and successful bands in the world. Or maybe we could look at Oprah Winfrey. The media mogul and talk show host faced rejection early in her career. She was fired in a news anchor position. However, she persevered and went on to create her own highly successful TV network. Now think, we wouldn't have that network if she would have accepted no and accepted defeat after that first rejection. See, these examples are demonstrations that rejection is commonplace in our creative journey. And the only difference between those that succeed and those that don't is their ability to handle and reframe rejection. Let's take a moment to be proud of ourselves. You, right there listening, watching, you take a moment and be proud that you are where you are, that you've had the confidence to put yourself out there, regardless of how it may be perceived. You put yourself out there, and I want you to recognize that just doing that, you've been pushing your own limits. And I also want to pause here and say that 10% of the population of the entire world will not like you, regardless what you say or do or think. So you can spend all your time focusing on those 10% that will never like you, or you could look at the 90% that do. See, it's not all dark out there. There is a solution. Facing rejection as a content creator, as a creative entrepreneur, can be daunting at times. But you must remember that despite it being challenging, there are steps you can take to overcome it. And the first being acknowledge and accept your emotions. I know that can be very challenging. Acknowledge and accept your emotion. It's natural to feel disappointed, frustrated, or even hurt when facing rejection. Give yourself permission to experience these emotions and acknowledge the fact that they are real and that they are a normal part of the creative journey. You are not weird for experiencing these feelings. Telling yourself that will actually cause more harm than good. And another step that we can reframe rejection is we must view rejection as an opportunity for growth. Instead of viewing rejection as a personal failure, try to reframe it as this. It's a chance to learn and to improve. Each rejection can provide valuable insight and feedback that can help you refine your message, refine your work, and help you approach your audience and your craft differently. Another way you can reframe rejection is separate your self-worth from the rejection. Remember that rejection doesn't define your self-worth as a creative, as a person even. Your work is subjective. Different people will have different opinions. Don't let rejection diminish your self-confidence or discourage you and stop you from pursuing your passion. People aren't rejecting you as a person. They just don't agree with maybe your opinion, or they don't agree with the art that you were putting out. They rejected what you did, not who you are. Remember that. And it's like we said in a few videos ago, separate your behavior from the person. The same goes for the way people receive our art and our creative content. And another way is we need to seek constructive criticism and feedback. If possible, reach out to those who rejected you and see why they chose to say no. See why they didn't pick your art or your work or your content. See, constructive criticism can be immensely valuable in honing your skills and your craft. And a final way that you can help overcome this need of tying rejection to your self-worth is to build a support network. Surround yourself with supportive and like-minded people that are going to call you higher and lift you up. Now, I'm not saying surround yourself with a bunch of yes men that are going to tell you that you fart rainbows and gold dust. I mean, surround yourself with people that are going to actually have your best interests, that are going to tell you the kind truth, the truth in love, because that's what's going to get you further faster. You can look at getting a coach or a mentor similar to myself, because the thing is, when we get coaches and mentors, we're able to fly. We're able to go further, faster. Why? Because we can't see ourselves 360. We need people to come behind us and say, hey, you've got a kidney sign on your back. You might want to take that off. You need people that are going to help you fly. Who are those people in your life? Take a moment right now and comment below, or maybe share this video with them so they too can get this value. Remember, rejection is a common experience for many of us creatives, content creatives out there. What's important is how you respond and persevere that will ultimately show you if you will succeed and if you will go where you want to go in this life. Now remember, rejection doesn't define you, friend. And I really hope that you can take the time today to absorb this content, really apply it, and see how you can go further faster when you surround yourself with like-minded people, when you join this community of champion, when you might get some one-on-one coaching from me, because I truly have your best interests at heart. I know that together we can go further. Now remember, friend, I love you. I'm praying for you. Now let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.
Thank you so much for watching and listening today. Let's stay connected. You can either click on the video or click that little subscribe button so we can stay connected. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at coach.redwallet to get more consistent encouragement and motivation to live your better than best life.